It can't have escaped your attention, but England's gripped with Olympics fever, so sit back and enjoy an organ music marathon. I'm Alan Ashton, and this is Organ First Radio. Better way to come under starter's orders than with the stirring Chariots of Fire theme music, composed by Vangelis and played for us now on his Versiscala by Brett Wales. Thank you. Chariots of Fire theme from the 1981 British film, which tells the fact-based story of two athletes in the 1924 Olympics. Eric Liddell, a devout Scottish Christian who runs for the glory of God, and Harold Abrams, an English Jew who runs to overcome prejudice. It was nominated for 7 Academy Awards and won 4, including Best Picture, and is ranked 19th in the British Film Institute's list of top 100 British films. Played there by Brett Wales for us and taken from his CD, The New Beginning. For a couple of days at the beginning of last month, a number of listeners had a problem accessing the Organ First programme, due, as they always used to say on the radio, to technical problems beyond our control. You could say we had some gremlins at work, although not the kind as now musically portrayed by David Shepherd at his residence Compton Organ. Gremlins in the Galley. Gremlins in the Galley, a little novelty number composed by organist Andrew Fenner and played by David Shepherd on his lovely Holbeach Residence studio organ, which is a mixture of Christie, Kimball, Moller, Wurlitzer and Robert Morton pipework. Now, the name Pudsey was in the news back in May of this year when the very talented dog, owned by 17-year-old Ashley Butler, won the £500,000 prize in ITV's Britain's Got Talent. Now, of course, there is another Pudsey, a market town in West Yorkshire, and whether or not they ever have a carnival, I've no idea. But if Arnold Loxham's composition, Carnival in Pudsey, is anything to go by, then maybe they did. Back in the 1970s, when the Odeon Newcastle Wurlitzer was installed in the Kitchen Brothers garage in Diss in Norfolk, Arnold made this recording. Composed and played there by Arnold Loxham, that was Carnival in Pudsey. One hopes that England will pick up a few golds in the Olympics. Ideally, they should be medals and not earrings. Which brings me to this new recording by Vic Hammett, details of which I'll give you in 4.5 minutes from now, after Vic has put the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer through its paces, recorded back in the mid-60s. Golden Earrings.
Thank you.
Golden Earrings, played there by the late Vic Hammett, incidentally the first organist I ever interviewed, and that too was after a concert in Manchester. Vic is joined on this new CD on the OK Roll'em label by Brian Rodwell and Arnold Loxham, who we heard a moment ago. Vic's contribution features the organ you've just heard in the Odeon in Manchester. Brian Rodwell is at the Odeon Leeds, and Arnold at the organ that used to be in Dale Hall in Hampthwaite. The collective title is Wurlitzer Warriors, and all the recordings were made live in concert by Ken Meller and Les Brumpton. If it wasn't for such devoted tape recording enthusiasts as these guys, we wouldn't be able to enjoy the artistry of some of the very best theatre organists in the country, who are sadly no longer with us. Let's remain with new CDs and turn our attention to perhaps one of the most versatile organists around today. There can't be many electronic organs that Howard Beaumont has not recorded at one time or another in his long and distinguished playing career. This year he celebrates his 25th year of entertaining the crowds at the Sun Court in Scarborough, and to mark the occasion he's released a new CD titled That's Amore. And this time he's using the Kawai SR6, a Yamaha Tyros 3 and a Yamaha P95 digital piano. The sleeve invites you to pull up a deck chair and enjoy some of the music. So unless your deck chair is close to hand, why not make do with your favourite armchair? Here's two contrasting numbers given the typical Beaumont makeover: Wave and Inner Persian Marketplace. Thank you. Howard Beaumont there with Wave and In a Persian Marketplace, both taken from one of his latest CDs, this one titled That's Amore. And if you're not lucky enough to see Howard in person at a concert or whilst on holiday in Scarborough, then MSS Studios are also carrying stocks of the CD. Over the years, I've lost track of some of the organists that I knew in my BBC broadcasting days, but purely by chance I came across a name in a Cinema Organ Society magazine that I'd not seen for a long time, that of Carolyn Riddick. She always had aspirations to teach music, and that's what she's been doing now very successfully for a number of years, in addition to bringing up a family. Back in 1981, she made an excellent cassette for the Cinema Organ Society, playing the Compton organ in Thorngate Ballroom in Gosport. Here she is then in command of the Parade of the Tin Soldiers. Carolyn Riddick at the Compton Organ in the Thorngate Ballroom in Gosport, the Parade of the Tin Soldiers, and bringing up the rear, Soldier on the Shelf. My intention was to try and choose all the tracks in today's programme to have some association with the Olympics, but I failed miserably. After all, there aren't many tunes written that would represent pole vaulting, handball, judo, or table tennis. But there was one for sailing, and it's that delightful little composition by Ronald Binge called Sailing By, played for us now by Phil Kelsall on his Technics SX-FA1. Phil Kelsall at the Technics organ, Sailing By. I must confess I got this Olympics business all wrong, especially when it came to the business about the torch relay. I thought the object was to have one torch, not a whole van load of the things, each with miniature gas cylinders in them. And if I thought I could have walked with one instead of having to run, I'd have put my name down for 100 yards. What a farce. No wonder the thing kept going out. It had got holes in it. Anyway, a tune for archery was easy. March of the Bowmen, played now by Nigel Ogden on the Wurlitzer that used to be in the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. Thank you. The stirring March of the Bowmen, played there by Nigel Ogden on the Wurlitzer organ that originally was in the Odeon, Manchester, but at the time of that recording, it was in the Free Trade Hall. A couple of months ago, I played you an advance track from a new CD that John Kyphin was about to release. Well, the actual CD is now on sale, and it's all devoted to the music of Roy Orbison, and it's called Shades of Orbison. Here's another track from it, Too Soon to Know. Beautiful tune there, Too Soon to Know. I just love that track. Nice, tender interpretation, and as always, the instrument that John Kyphin favours are the Versiscala and Helios models. The CD title again is Shades of Orbison, and in case you haven't worked out the subtlety of the title, the shades refers to the dark glasses that he always wore. That's Roy Orbison, not John Kyphin. Back now to the Wurlitzer Warriors release and a visit to the Odeon Leeds to hear Brian Rodwell on an instrument which he always counted as one of his favourites. Galaganya, played there by Brian Rodwell on the Wurlitzer organ that used to be in the Odeon Cinema in Leeds, a perfect combination of artist and instrument. Organist Norman Scott, who's just released a new CD titled Great Scott, It's Norman, kindly sent me a couple of other recordings culled from his extensive archives, and here's one he recorded for The Organist Entertains in the days when Robin Richmond was the presenter. It's Lullaby of the Leaves, played on a Gulbranson Rialto 2. Too soon, the hour spent in each other's company comes to an end. And as always, you can write to me with any of your requests, and if I've got it, then I'll be only too happy to include it, or at least substitute it with something by the artist in question. Bringing the show to a close is the one artist who still comes out top in the YouTube video ratings. In fact, I'm proud to say that my own video on Klaus Wunderlich has racked up over 16,000 hits when I last checked. If you've not seen it yet, just go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities Volume 23. Organ Celebrities Volume 23. And the chances are you might learn something that you didn't know about this organ world megastar. As for the Olympics, well, the winner takes it all. unmistakable sound of Klaus Wunderlich and a track taken from his CD Klaus Wunderlich Plays ABBA. Music, of course, was The Winner Takes It All. And so, until the same time next month, that's all in this edition of Organ First Radio. This is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.